my anus. It's full of stars.
Hi, baby. Can you see mommy?
I can hear you, but I can't see you.
Can you see me now, baby?
Yeah. Mommy, who's that behind you?
A woman struggles to come to grips with her past in the wake of her mother's death. An unsettling presence emerges in her childhood home. Well, that's what IMDb says. Want to hear that again? A girl with a face like a slapped ass goes home for her mother's funeral. Her stupid sister's disappeared, which makes her face even more like a slapped ass.
I'm really worried about Nicole. I don't know where she is.
Hey, Nicole!
Shown in short form at the Sundance Film Festival, presumably for funding, then again in its feature-length format, perhaps in competition for the God, are we rehashing this old haunted chestnut again prize? With evil entities flinging actresses around, drawn-out silences, lingering shots of dark halls, and jarring violin music scores all attempting to make up for the shocks and horror that just aren't there.
I mean, for fuck's sake, we've been out of commission for like 12 years and they're still making this brainless bum fodder and serving it up for cheap fills. Horror fans, much like sci-fi fans, have their hopes and goodwill dashed on a virtually permanent weekly fucking basis, man!
My fond memories of horror movies that do not include the dead turning up through digital media to actually point their spectral digits in the right direction for the actors to follow.
You live 16 years in this house. You have no memory of this room.
You know, I used to rail against movies made by committee, but for this one, I can only imagine that the committee were so drunk or drugged up that they didn't give a fuck. Yeah, okay, there's no story as such, there's no real thread or sense to it. We won't even film any backstory stuff. We'll just rely on the audience's innate cinelit abilities to imagine backstories from other movies that have been done better. That way we can avoid shooting anything else for this spunk duster of a film what we are about to fucking make. Like, for them.
I need your help. I can communicate with the other side, but
you've got to go back in the house.
Oh, how people seem to have forgotten what horror is all about. Or perhaps the writer and director hoped we'd forgotten about. There's a blind psychic in this film. And some walled-up evil. Lucio Fulci's classic The Beyond, anyone? Oh, okay, two entirely different films. But seriously, was it a nod to the classic, or couldn't you think up anything else?
All in all, another half-assed rip-off of Paranormal Activity. And anyway, hasn't Paranormal Activity been busy ripping itself off recently? Isn't it on about number 5? Yes, let's squeeze the last bit of ectoplasm out of the public's plainly gullible and infantile need to experience mild fear in a safe environment.
Now, I have no doubt that The Pact will be seen by many. After all, it's being advertised as a big shock slash fright fest, the kind of film that keeps getting made every bloody year. So I guess it's vying to be this summer's Insidious, but oh how pissed off you shall be forking out for this shit and not the film you were hoping to see. You'd be better off finding yourself a copy of the little scene, little budgeted but muchly enjoyable Spirits in a Building movie Session 9 for some independent psychological entertainment, or of course why not go to the opposite extreme, the cream of pea soup spewing The Possession's Possessor, William Friedkin's never been equaled The Exorcist. You know you want to. As for The Pact, you're more likely to have a more terrifying experience on the toilet from time to time, which would also be far more satisfying.
It changes from supernatural to psycho killer mid-film, doesn't explain what the fucking pact actually is or was, ambles along relying on camera angles, crashes and tilts to convey an evil presence, along with the obligatory loud score cue.
The only pacts that anyone should be scared of are the ones in which Caspar Van Dien puckered his lips to Beelzebub's red ring of injustice and sold his eternal soul on quest for an acting career, and presumably the similar one that led to this movie getting a cinema release. God knows how, it's got straight to DVD coursing through its piss-weak veins.